Father Christy, tell me, what exactly is the Irish Church Music Summer School?
Well, the Irish Church Music Association is the national body that resources church music in Ireland, working in conjunction with the National Centre for Liturgy. We're very close partners in this work. The Summer School is an opportunity for people involved in music ministry throughout the length and breadth of the country, people who may be music leaders, members of choirs, music directors, music planners, all those involved in music ministry. And it is a week long of a school of music, literally, where we provide the participants with resources. And what do I mean by resources? For example, last year was a very important and significant year for liturgical music and liturgy in general in Ireland. So we launched at the summer school last year the anthology for music in the Irish Church called Sing the Mass. And so we built the summer school around that, in that every day Mass is celebrated. And what is worked on during the day in the various workshops is literally sung and prayed every day. And we feel that's the best way to resource people, so they see in reality what they're doing. So this year, we are going to extend that. The summer school is run every year by the council on behalf of the association, and we invite a guest director. The guest director is very important because they're the person who kind of brings it all together, who directs the people in their music practice and preparation, and then literally conduct the summer school at Mass every day. As well as Mass every day, we also have the Liturgy of the Hours, and that is a significant moment in the day as well. So this year we have the world-renowned liturgical music director and liturgical composer, Marty Haugen. So Marty's role is going to be very much putting people at ease with music, helping people to feel confident in what they do. That is supported by the various tutorials we have running throughout the week. For example, we have Sarah Waldron, who has her cantor tutorial. And that is where she works with people on the principles of cantoring and literally helps them to prepare for whatever they are being asked to lead or facilitate as a cantor that day in the liturgy. Dominic Finn, the last number of years, another member of council, will facilitate the tutorial on conducting. This has proved to be very, very popular.
Do you mean conducting choirs?
Yes, conducting choirs or conducting those in music ministry for providing music in liturgy. And he has done that workshop, or tutorial rather, for people who are only beginners, for people who are conducting regularly. So again, it's about giving people confidence, giving people the tools that will help them in their ministry. This year again, we are going to be resourcing people with hymnody, but especially with Mass settings. I mean, for example, Marty's Mass of Creation has been reworked to the new translation. And so that's an obvious one again. And we will also use some of Sing the Mass, the anthology that we launched last year. This year, we'll also have a tutorial with Maureen Eguir facilitating that tutorial. The organ tutorials are proving very popular. Ray O'Donnell joins the organ tutors this year as a new tutor. The organ tutors work with people at all levels of experience, all people with all levels of ability. And so they provide tutorials for those. Again, we have received sanction from the Department of Education. This has been a very important component of our work, we feel, whereby we run a tutorial every day for teachers. It is recognised by the Department of Education as one of the approved in-service courses that teachers can qualify for and receive their leave days then during the school year for attending this. We had 15 teachers last year. The year before, we had 20. So it varies. But it's important where we're also resourcing and expanding the resources, not just in parishes, but in schools also.
When and where does the summer school take place?
Okay. The summer school takes place the first week of July. And the reason for that is it has to be the first week of July for primary teachers to qualify for it as a summer course. So this year it's Monday the 2nd to Friday the 6th. It takes place in St. Patrick's College, Maynooth. And we are blessed with the support we have from the president and staff of St. Patrick's College. The facilities put at our disposal as part of the resourcing of our work by the Irish Bishops Conference and St. Patrick's College, Maynooth. I mean, it would cost over 10,500 alone for the use of the facilities, which is given to the summer school at no charge. And that's a huge commitment by the Irish Bishops Conference and St. Patrick's College, Maynooth, to the work of music in Irish liturgy. Also, on the Tuesday evening in St. Mary's Church of Ireland, which is at the gate, we have an ecumenical service of evening prayer. This year, again, it will be hosted, facilitated and led by a member of the Church of Ireland who will also preach. And that is a very important aspect of our work as well, because there has always been an ecumenical dimension to the Irish Church Music Association. In fact, Joy Bibby from Kilkenny, up to completing her term last year, who's a member of the Church of Ireland, has been on our council several times. So that is a very important aspect of our work as well.
Now, who should attend?
Anybody who has any involvement in church music. They can be members of their parish choir, members of their folk group, organists, choir directors, anybody at all involved in music ministry. Because there's quite a broad spectrum of tutorials. Giovanna Feely has run a very successful chant tutorial for a number of years as well. And that is also maintained. Marty Haugen himself will facilitate a parish repertoire tutorial. So again, in this tutorial, we are literally training people up in new music. And they're given those music resources, because one of the things that people get when they register on the Monday is they get 5 books of music. All of the music we use is used with permission and with copyright approval. For we have a copyright license from Calamus, which is the body who coordinates copyright. We feel that's very important, because as an association, we believe in that everybody is entitled to justice and that we do not support the photocopying of music. And for that reason, we would promote the Calamus licensing system or other licensing systems as well, which does allow choirs to copy a piece of music, but to record it so as that the publishers and composers get some financial reward for their work.
Now, the website for information on how people can book, what's the website address?
The website address is irishchurchmusicassociation.com, all in lowercase. On that, there is a special button that you click on, which will bring you into the registration site. Our registrar, Tomás Kenny, the indefatigable Tomás Kenny, who has spent months, I'm sure he must have had nightmares. If he hasn't had them, he'll certainly have them in the next few weeks. As registrar, he coordinates all those who apply for summer school. Now, on some days last year, we had 250, 300 people in the college chapel here. A phenomenal experience as one who has presided as well at those liturgies, to hear the music that they have learned being put into practice, but not in a performance way, but in a prayerful way. Because we are lucky as well in that Father Paddy Jones, who's the National Secretary for Liturgy and Director of the National Centre for Liturgy, along with Professor Liam Tracy, the Professor of Liturgy, every morning we have some formation in the form of an input from Father Paddy or Liam Tracy that helps people understand more the building blocks, if you like, around how to choose music, the music to use in appropriate places, and various things like that. The work we do is training, formation, and education. Resourcing people in parishes so as that they are more confident, have the resources, know where to access those resources, and have had a practical experience in how to use those resources. The summer school has been going for 43 years, and we run on a break-even basis. It is residential. And all the details about the cost for members and non-members are on the website. And there will be also various people around the country who will have application forms should people wish to avail of them.